House Democrats are outlining their legislative priorities for the second half of the legislative session. They say the first half of the session was defined by social issues, like the ban on certain procedures for transgender minors. They're calling on the legislature to focus on affordable health care, funding education, and public safety. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Democrats are pointing to their 28 bills introduced in the state legislature as sensible solutions for South Dakota and hope the Republican-controlled legislature will give the bills a fair hearing. House Democrats say they welcome Republicans to take a look at Democrats' legislation. They say they don't want partisan victories, but bipartisan successes. House Minority Leader Jamie Smith is a Democrat from Sioux Falls. He says a good example of this is the industrial hemp bill.
But what I want to say is that's an example of bringing a bill and bringing a bill and bringing a bill, giving it to a Republican, and look, okay? Now, we don't know yet. We're not across the finish line, and I don't want to jinx that, okay? But that's what happens, and we do that year after year.
The House hemp bill is now in the Senate. Representative Ryan Schwach of Yankton says Democrats are the only party addressing education funding, while Sioux Falls teachers are protesting over that funding.
But health care costs, too, is something that we've worked on year in, year out, whether it's through Medicaid expansion in past years or through bills this year that, like my medical reinsurance bill, that looks to actually reduce health care costs for farmers, small businesses, and individuals.
Republican Majority Leader Lee Qualm of Platt says a lot of what can be done is budget-driven. He says Republicans need to work with Democrats to see what can get done for education, state employees, and long-term care. Lawmakers will set revenue targets today and craft a budget from there. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.